Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Once more, fortune smiles on Jungle Jim as he turns the tables on his captor, Bull Thorson. It is now Bull who is the prisoner. Bound and gagged, he is just a shapeless human thrown in a corner of his own library. Just as Jim, Kitty, and Lil were ready to leave, a knock at the door, which had to be answered, revealed a pair of guards carrying someone obviously not able to walk. It proved to be Kolu, with a rather nasty wound. Lil, who opened the door, appeared to be only mildly curious, and the guards never suspected that the captive was even remotely connected with Jungle Jim, whom they supposed was still Bull Thorson's prisoner. With a wounded Kolu to take care of, Jim's plans had to be altered radically. Instead of taking Bull Thorson with him, he had to carry Kolu and leave Thorson to whatever fate decreed for a tyrant trussed up in his own castle, helpless to summon aid.
You all right, Lil?
Yes, Jim.
Well, here I come. Now, let me boost you up, Lil, to close that window.
Okay.
There you go.
Up! I've got it.
Nice going. Now we need brakes, but good ones.
Well, there's only one place to head for, and that's the wharf where Kennedy's schooner's anchored.
Juan Jim.
Look, Kolu, you just relax. We'll do all the work and all the worrying.
Juan Jim, Kolu rest. But hear what you say. You must not go to Kennedy's. Be very bad.
It's the only real chance we've got for escape, Kolu.
Yes, Tuan, but those guard must be a dozen or more. All around dock where ship be. You never get through. Except with much shooting. That'd be bad.
Well, it's possible that so long as nothing has happened near the ship for a day, that they may have taken some of those guards off duty.
Yes, that's a possibility. But first, we've got to get off the castle grounds without attracting any attention.
Well, I know where they're posted. And if we stay off the regular path, I can more than likely find them and send them on some errand or other. That is, the house guards only. You see, they all know me, and they've taken orders at one time or another from me. I won't say a thing about those others at the boat.
Well, the important thing is time. We've got to be out of this mess by dawn, or else in a worse one. No one will go near that city of Thorson's for a long time yet.
Oh, Jim, did you check the ropes he's tied up with?
Sure thing, Lil. It's the last thing I did after I handed Kolu out the window to you. Kitty.
Yeah?
You carry these pistols and the rifle.
Yes, Jim, and I've got all the extra cartridges, too.
Good girl. And you, Lil.
Yeah?
Take this gun and cover anything in front of us, because I'll have to give all my attention to Kolu.
Okay. And I'll make for the most direct way to the dock, but keep off the regular roads.
Right. Come on, Kolu. Up you go.
Tuan Jim, maybe Kolu can walk for a few minutes.
Even if you could, I wouldn't let you.
No argument, Kolu. Tuan Jim be boss.
Kolu not say no, Missy Lil. But it be so much trouble for you and Tuan.
Stop the palaver. You're wasting time. Up you go. There you are. How do you feel?
Kolu be fine, Tuan Jim.
Go ahead, Lil. You fall back with us, Kitty.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Quiet.
Oh, wait, Jim. Wait. There's a guard ahead.
Do you know him?
Well, I can't tell in this light, but he's there all right. See the glint of moonlight on his rifle barrel?
We'll never get through. Let me go around him.
A chance. We'd have to scale a 12-foot wall.
Want the rifle, Jim?
No, that's not the best way out. The shot would probably bring more guards. He seems to be on a fixed post.
Yeah, he hasn't moved for the last few minutes anyway.
If Kolu had knife, Tuan, that guard not bother us anymore.
Could you throw a knife from here with accuracy?
Sure he could, but there's no knife, so that's that.
Well, what about the bayonet on this rifle?
Say, why didn't we think of that?
We can't all be bright.
You're not kidding, Lil. Want to take a chance, Kolu?
Yes, Tuan, you let me down.
Now loosen that bayonet, Kitty.
Okay.
Are you sure the exertion won't open that wound again?
No worry about Kolu, Tuan. That bayonet is like feather.
Here, Kolu.
Thank you, Miss Kitty.
Is this close enough, Kolu?
Be fine, Tuan. Move little, please, Missy Lil.
Yeah.
Give room.
Well, there's one guard who won't bother us again.
Marvelous, Kolu. He never knew what hit him.
Have to be, Missy Lil. Kolu not like to do that. He kill us. Maybe can walk now, Tuan.
Come on, you up on your perch. I've got a feeling we're on our way home, all of us.
I'd better lead the way again.
Sure, same formation. Come on, Colo.
Up. Attaboy.
You with us, Kitty?
Yes, but I've no more bayonets.
You don't believe we'll need any. At least I hope we don't.
Well, that gets us past the house wall, but we've got to get by the main gate somehow.
Right. Let's get down to it and see what the situation is.
There's the main wall, Jim. And the big gate is to the right, about 100 yards.
Well, how close can we get to it through this brush without being seen?
Oh, I'd say about another 50 yards would be fairly safe.
Well, let's go, then. Well, better slow up, Lil. We should be getting there now.
Mm-mm, no, I can't see a sentry yet. Oh, we might be in the shadow of the gate, though. This wall is too high to get over. Our only way out is through it.
We're going through, Lil. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're going through. But how?
That, my pet, I'll tell you when we see the size of the hurdle.
Oh, it's about 6 feet of rather tough sentry, well armed. A rather good jump, I'd say.
Quiet. There he is.
Yeah.
You're right, Lil. He's in the shadow of the gatepost.
Yeah, he looks pretty alert, too. Well, I guess finding Cole prowling around the ground sort of put an edge on the guards.
Well, Lil, you ready to help me get rid of that bird?
Sure, Jim, but how do you figure to do it?
You know the guard by name?
I'm not sure. I think he's named Pedro. What difference does it make? He'll recognize me, all right.
That's all we need. You go right down the path.
Yeah.
He'll stop you. And just keep him talking with his back to the wall. I'll do the rest. Give me a start of, say, half a minute anyway.
Okay, Jim.
Kitty.
It'll work.
Let me have that rifle.
Here.
You and Cole stay here. We'll be back in a jiffy.
Oh, Jim, good luck. But I'm almost afraid again.
Don't be silly. Besides, you have to take care of Colo. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Who go there? Stop. You don't stop, I shoot.
What's the matter, Pedro? You're getting awfully jittery. This is Sasha.
Oh, buenas noches, Senorita Sasha.
Well, that's better.
Please wait, Senorita.
What's the matter?
You cannot go through this gate.
Don't be silly, Pedro. I've always gone through here. Why not now?
Bull, he give orders, no one should go through unless he say yes. And he say no.
Well, of all the ridiculous...
Very sorry, Senorita.
So am I very sorry. When you wake up, you're going to have an awful headache.
Nice timing, Jim. I was beginning to run out of gab with that guard.
Here, give me a hand tying him up.
I'd better use his belt.
Yeah, but get those cartridges first.
I got them. By the looks of things, we aren't going to need them. Haven't used any so far.
Well, there's still the problem. The guards, Cole said, were set around Kennedy's vessel. But with two rifles, we might stand a chance in a decisive bout with those mugs.
Look, Jim, you figured a smart way around the guards up to now. Maybe we can find a way around the ones at the ship.
Lil, it's one thing to pick them off one at a time, and another to face a well-armed group with a wounded man and two women.
Say, you're just as big a target as we
are. Surely bigger. But since when do bullets bounce off you gals?
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Maybe, but that's what it sounded like. No, Lil, I think the best thing to do is for me to strike out for Kennedy's alone by water.
What? Swim it from here?
Well, that's the only way to approach a side that isn't guarded.
Well... yeah, that part's all right. But what about us?
Lil, look. You, Kitty, and Colo simply have to hide out in the bush while I'm gone. Then Kennedy could pull up anchor, leave the harbor, start north, and pick you up with a motor launch. With no one but ourselves ever the wiser.
Yeah. You've got a good chance of getting away with it, Jim. Let's go.
Now, wait a minute. Let's pull this guard further into the brush.
Hmm.
You won't find him so readily.
There. Now, come on, Jim. If you're going to get your swim in before breakfast, we've got some traveling to do.
Wait a minute, Lil. Who's that? Colo.
Yes, Tuan. See? Colo feel much better now.
Ah.
Can walk. See? Pretty soon, carry you, Tuan Jim.
All right. I'm not going to argue with you anymore. It's hello and goodbye. Lil, explain everything, and I'll be back as fast as I can. Now, you three head for the cove. It's about 2 miles from here.
Yeah. Oh, good luck, Jim. Goodbye.
So long.
While the group under the leadership of Jungle Jim seems to be making good their escape, Big Tom, the overseer of the guards, visits with Bill, the communications man in the control tower.
Hi, Bill.
Hello, yourself. Come in.
What you got coming in? Any news?
Just routine stuff. Not very interesting. How's the boss?
I say, is he in a swell humor?
What do you mean?
One of those dumb guards of mine came down with some wild tale about something being wrong up at the house. fact, he persisted that I go up with him to investigate.
We did.
Must have been very funny.
Yeah, you'd have died, Bill. I knocked on the door and then I stepped away. Bull let a roar out of him that must have been heard all the way down here. Then he takes a pot shot through the door, but as I said before, I stepped to one side and that dumb guard had a hunk of his ear shot off. that guy turned more colors than a butterfly. He finally wound up with green.
Yeah, I'd say Bull was in one of his good moods. What's he doing up there anyway?
He's giving that Bradley guy we caught a going over.
Must have been at it all day and night.
Yeah.
I haven't handled a phone call from the house since. Let me see. Since yesterday morning.
This thing I just told you about happened last night.
I guess it's all right, but it's funny that the boss didn't even phone down to the kitchen. Ain't he eating? Never knew him to pass up grub before.
Now, look, you don't want to go up and find out, do you? I'll go with you if you want, but you got to stand in front of the door while I knock.
I don't want to be no target, but it's just strange, that's all.
Yeah. You mean he didn't order no food all day yesterday?
I told you the last call that came through from the house was from Sasha yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And she told me to hold up all calls. Boss didn't want to be disturbed, she said.
Well, what do you want? That's a plain enough order, ain't it?
Yeah, but for the past hour, someone's been flashing the phone from the library. Very funny. Just as I get ready to answer it, the light goes out. Just as if they changed their mind.
Yeah, for the last hour, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that don't make good sense, does it?
Certainly don't. There it goes again.
Well, what are you waiting for? Answer it.
Okay. Hello? 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 See? Back's like a dead line.
Yeah? Nothing coming through, huh?
Not a thing.
What do you suppose it could be?
That's beyond me. Unless someone's playing with the phone.
Yeah. Why don't you ring them on the line?
No, sir, nothing doing. I got strict orders not to put any calls through.
Yeah, but this is screwy.
Yeah, but just the same, I'm not going to ring it in.
What's the matter, you afraid?
Well,
give me that board. You set up the wire and I'll ring it.
All right, it's your funeral.
Don't answer. Hey, Bill, something's wrong.
Well, what are we waiting for?
We're not. Let's go.
Can Jungle Jim get to Kennedy's ship through the cordon of guards on time, or will Bull's henchmen discover the secret of the unanswered telephone first? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.